Lifeway Leadership Podcast Network.
This is the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast hosted by Lifeway. I'm your host, Chandler Vinoy, and Ron, in this podcast, we're talking about how to offer constructive criticism. You know, last episode, we talked about what constructive criticism is, but this time, we're going to be talking about how to offer it.
Yeah, and, you know, I realize we're probably talking to some leaders who are getting the constructive criticism, but all of us have it to offer as well, whether that's online or whether our superiors or whoever it is, our boards, whatever. But maybe this is something, too, where you want to use some of these thoughts of last episode and this episode and discuss them with some of your leadership team, maybe even discuss them with your church. The ones we shared last time, I actually shared with our church not too long ago in a message. You know, so maybe you want to do something like that, because I think this is, Chandler, part of discipleship, you know, mm-hmm. is how we talk to one another, how we treat other people. And so this time, 7 ways to offer constructive criticism, and I would say constructive criticism, which actually gets heard.
Yeah, that's great. I love how, you know, in your message, you shared that and you almost were saying, hey, when you share this criticism with us, here's how to do it. Here's how to be more helpful.
Yeah, that's right.
That's great. That's great. Well, let's talk about, as you said, how to actually have your constructive criticism heard. So what's the first way to do that?
Recognize and compliment the good. My mother used to have a phrase, it's not her phrase, but she said it often, you catch more flies with honey than with vinegar. So make sure you take a big picture approach when offering criticism. Most likely, you're criticizing something small in the overall scheme of the organization. So think of all the good things that are happening and recognize those when you reach out.
What about the second one?
Be specific. If you're going to criticize, at least make sure the recipient knows exactly what you're talking about. And, you know, a lot of times, don't hint at the problem. Churches notoriously have passive aggression. Don't use that. Be very specific. This is what I suggest. This is what I see. This is the problem I have.
And what about number 3?
And do it nicely. offer suggestions for improvement. Think of better ways to do things. You know, one of the things worship battles all the time are in a lot of churches, especially established churches like ours, and we're trying to find music and lyrics and different things that a worship style that appeals to high schoolers, because we've got them, and senior adults, because we've got them. And, you know, we get criticism, you know, if we don't hit the mark. But I could see constructive criticism. Hey, go research and find a church that's doing this well. Hey, have you taken a look at this church? Here's something, you know, that might help. And you don't want to do that every week, please, but but at least offer some suggestions for improvement.
Mm-hmm. What about number 4?
Choose your words carefully. That's so important. You know, kindness goes a long ways. And if you're offering criticism to somebody, if you want to be constructive, be nice. Just be nice. And, you know, and it could be if you've got something to criticize that you have to wait until if you're upset about it, wait till you've calmed down. Wait until you can approach it calmly, but just be real careful with the words you choose. Words hurt, and words matter.
Yeah, you know, there may be somebody listening going, man, there's so many times where I want to offer criticism, and maybe they don't wait to cool down, and they say things they wish they had not said. But also, there's sometimes where you just feel even that the criticism is going to hurt. So even out of kindness, you hold back from the criticism. So how do you balance that, Ron? When you see something that you want, you see that there is a need for improvement, how do you have that conversation kindly?
Well, one of the things that I try to do is I try to analyze, if I'm going to offer some criticism, a couple of things. One, am I going to be able to continue at the same level of enthusiasm if I don't address this? So, like, is it that big of a deal to me that I know I have to mention it or I'm not going to be able to move forward? And even the next one, let's go on to number five, because yeah. I think that's important. Yeah. Number five is have a vested interest. So, you know, I don't have to criticize everything I don't like, especially if I'll never forget somebody at one of the churches we planted, and they said, "I hate your music and I'm never coming back." Okay. You know, they had no vested interest, so that was not constructive at all, you know. But make sure you're fully in to the place where you're criticizing. If you're a one and done or just passing through, keep it to yourself. There's no reason to share it. But again, back to your question, if you know I can't live with myself if I don't bring this up, then find some kind words and be specific and all the other things we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. What about number six?
Be humble enough to admit you may be wrong. And I think, you know, so if you're going to go at something and try to offer some constructive criticism, just unless it's clearly spelled out as a biblical principle. So if it's a biblical principle there, okay, go for it. But if it's not, if it's some gray area, if it's your personal opinion, be willing to admit that you may be the one that's wrong. Hmm. Just be humble enough.
And what about the last one, number seven?
Take the personal preference test. And what I mean by that is check your heart of why you're sharing the criticism in the first place. If it's, and I've said this before, I tell my church, 90 to 95% of all the criticism that I receive as a pastor is of a personal interest. It's not a biblical issue. It's what I like. It's the music I like. It's the programs I like. It's the place I want to sit. It's the temperature in the room that I like. So it's personal to me. So take the personal preference test. If this is only about you, just be honest and admit it, you know? And it doesn't mean you don't offer it. You still could. Hey, here's my opinion. But realize, okay, this is, if we don't solve this for you, it's not because we don't like you it's just, this is what you want. It's not what everybody else wants necessarily.
Well, there are seven ways that it's helpful to be able to provide constructive criticism. Thanks for listening. If you're enjoying these episodes, please help us continue providing them by liking, sharing, subscribing. It helps other leaders like yourself find the podcast, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Ron Edmondson Leadership Podcast. For more information about Ron, check out ronedmondson.com. For more leadership resources from Lifeway, check out leadership.lifeway.com.